Good morning. Today we have three related questions. The fundamental question is when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos. We don't keep Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. It gets pushed off to Sunday. But is there anything that we do, any forms or signs of Avelus that we keep, halachas, minhagim of Avelus, that are kept on Shabbos? Because truth be told, if you look at the calendar is going to say that it is the 9th of Av. It's Tisha B'Av, even though it is kept on Sunday, but today's the day. So in fact, this is somewhat of a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Raman. Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Siman Taf Kuf Nun Dalet, Si'if Yotas, says the Shulchan Aruch as follows: if Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday, but it falls on Shabbos, Mutar B'Kulan. Everything is mutar to do. There are no signs, no halachas of Avelus on Shabbos. Afilu betashmi shamita, even relations between a husband and wife, which is a private issue, that also is not prohibited. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no prohibition of Avelus. There are no halachas of Avelus on Shabbos because we are not allowed to keep, to have Avelus on Shabbos. Whether the action that we're doing is publicly seen by others or private, it doesn't matter according to the Shulchan Aruch. There are no signs, halachas, minagim, dinim of Avelus on Shabbos. On the other hand, the Ramah says that there is an opinion, yesh osrim tashmish hamita, there's an opinion that tashmish relations is prohibited, v'chein nohagim, and that is the minag. Talking for Ashkenazic Jewry, the minag is to not have relations because that is a private thing. It's not a public sign of Avelus. It's a private. Accordingly, it has to be or should be avoided. So in fact, the question is in the Shita of the Ramah, is it only Tashmish Hamita or is it anything that is in private that one cannot do? If it's a sign of Avelus, it has to be. It's a private. The problem, according to the Ramah, is apparently any public sign of Avelus, but a private sign that's not viewed by others, maybe that has to keep as well, not only relations. So in fact, the Mishnah Berurah does say, so that based on this Ramah, Nefiza Asur Gam Lirchot Yada B'Chamim, it's prohibited accordingly to wash one's hands with hot water. We're talking about hot water that was heated before Shabbos. That cannot be done on this Shabbos, Shigam Zikar Itzina, because this also is called a private act. And private acts that are prohibited during Avelus, even though it's Shabbos, a private act is prohibited as well. So that's vis-a-vis the first question. The whole essence of the Shabbos, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is that there is no Avelus, and according to the Ramah, there is no Avelus in public. Certain things, certain acts which are private are prohibited. So far we've just discussed Tashmish Hamita with the wife, husband and wife, and washing with hot water heated before Shabbos. So our next question then is as follows: when it comes to learning of Torah on Tisha B'Av, so it's the regular Tisha B'Av, or on Sunday, it's prohibited to study regular Torah, but certain things are permitted. For example, sad things, Hilchas Avelus, the Gemara in Moyen Katan about Avelus, things that have to do with the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash and the like, those are permitted. But otherwise, typical Limud Torah is prohibited. So when it comes to this Shabbos, learning Friday night and Shabbos morning up until Chatzos, midpoint in the day, that is permitted. But after Chatzos, there is a machlokes between the poskim. Do you have to stop learning Torah at that point? You can only continue with those items that you can learn on Tisha B'Av, or can you have no restriction? You can continue learning any Torah you desire up until the end of Shabbos. So that is a machlokes in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can be lenient on this. You can be somech on the poskim, that you can learn as you normally do throughout the Shabbos day, even after Chatzos. That indeed would not be a problem. So the question then is, why is that the case? Because if we said in the Shita of the Ramah prohibits signs of Avelus, forms of Avelus. He requires forms of Avelus if they are in private. We simply cannot have public demonstrations of Avelus, but Avelus should be kept in privacy, just like not having relations, just like not washing the hands with hot water. So the same thing should apply to Limud HaTorah. So in fact, this is discussed by the Maharam Lublin in his tshuva, and he says, because the Ramah is already a chumrah, that's the Ramah, lahachmir b'dvarim shebitzina, he is machmir when it comes to private issues, but that is a chumrah, a seir, that is a real chumrah, havdu l'losif aleh, we do not have to add on to what the Ramah specifically prohibits. So the Ramah specifically prohibited Tashmita Mita, and we saw in the Mishnah Berurah adding on to that, so we have a question then, but we do have the Mishnah Berurah adding on, but it's not only the Mishnah Berurah, but others as well. But nonetheless, the Maharam Milublin is saying, let's not add on to the Chumrah of the Ramah, and let's not prohibit the learning of various and all forms of Torah learning. Nonetheless, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said as follows, that Mi'ish Yachol Yomod Rag B'Dvarim Amutayim, those people who can learn just what is permitted on Tisha B'Av, Roy LaHachmir, they should be Machmir. Indeed, he brings that in the name of the Chazon Ish, that if we can limit our learning after Chatzos Hayom on Shabbos to what's permitted on Tisha B'Av, but nothing else, that would be preferred. Next point and last point, question number 3, we've gone through, how about Minhagim Avelos on Shabbos, number 2, Limud HaTorah on Shabbos, and then how about taking a tiyul, taking a leisurely stroll on Shabbos? So in fact, the poskim bring down that one should not take a tiyul on the Shabbos, it is Tisha B'Av, at least on the calendar, and that would not be permitted even the entire day, not only talking about after Chatzos Hayom, but the entire day of Shabbos, it would be prohibited to take a tiyul. That doesn't mean you can't walk somewhere that you need to go to, but a tiyul for tiyul purposes, a leisurely, enjoyable walk, this is not the Shabbos to be doing that. Have a wonderful day.